Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Well, we're back. We're back for another episode on another Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio. Man, this is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. We so appreciative to all of you guys that's coming in on the network tonight, coming in on the phone line. You're joining the E-Man After Show. Man, we just rushed off of the Amanda's Mentor Show and grabbed our papers and headed over to the E-Man Studios. Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show.
Yes, we want to welcome you guys back for another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we are celebrating 12 years over here on We Talk.
12 years.
Man, this has been an awesome ride. I mean, this founder and CEO, Ms. Kia Davis, Man, she started this network about 12 years, and we are celebrating all year long 12 years over here on We Talk Radio Network.
So awesome.
Yes. So, guys, if you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. Why? Because we're on all social media.
Yes.
Man, we're about, what, we're on about 50 platforms.
Yes, we are.
So we are being heard tonight all around the globe.
That's right, E-Man. All around the globe.
Yeah, man. We got people listening to us from far and near. And we want to pre, because, you know, it's nighttime somewhere.
Yeah.
What are you listening? Because I've seen Russia in the stats. I've seen Canada. I've seen India.
Yeah.
I've seen United Kingdoms. And I've seen, of course, the USA.
Yes, that's right.
And people are listening all around the globe to the E-Man After Show. And they listen to this great station, We Talk Radio Network. But we're on about 50 platforms, man. Why don't you help us out with some of the platforms that you can, you know, come on and check out We Talk Radio Network.
That's right, E-Man. Just to name a few, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn, Alexia, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon. We're also on Deezer.
Yes, and so, man, we are we're so appreciative of all of you guys that, you know, would join us on this network. We're heard all around the globe. Then we got a YouTube channel that we're pushing.
We do have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, we want you guys to go to our YouTube channel, you know, what is it? We Talk Radio Network.
Yes.
You can like. You can make a comment. You can share it. But if you want to subscribe, how do they subscribe, man?
Yeah, so you guys, you would just press that subscribe button. Also, don't forget about the notification bell. If you subscribe and you click on the notification bell, you will be notified every time we upload new content for you.
Yes, and we'll be appreciative to that. Shout out to Ms. Kia Davis.
Shout out to the founder, CEO, Ms. Kia Davis.
Yeah, we want to appreciate you for all that you do in the community and for the community through your platform.
That's right.
We. Shout out to the We family and all of you over here on We Talk Radio Network. Well, Mandy, you know, let's kind of do a little recap from last Sunday night.
Okay.
Last Sunday night, guys, because, you know, all month long, it's National Health Men Appreciation Month.
Yes, it is.
And we've been trying to encourage men to, you know, take care of their health. June is the month where, you know, listen, brothers, if you, I mean, sister, if you got a man in your life, you know, your boyfriend, your husband, your boo thing, you know, you got a man in your life, you need to be encouraging him to go get yourself checked out this month.
That's right.
Yeah, because, you know, we deal with a lot of stuff.
That's right.
And we don't go to the doctor till we can't hip it.
Yeah, and sometimes it just takes that significant other with the voice in the man's life to encourage them, you know, go get yourself checked out. What is that cough? You know, what is that feeling in your back? You know, go get a screening done. And a lot of times, ladies, when our men know that we're sincere and we care about their health, most of them, knowing the way we feel, even if they don't do it for themselves, they will go get checked out.
Yes, and so we're doing that all month long, you know. Why? Because it's very vital in these days, you know. We don't a lot of times we're working a lot and we're not eating right.
Yes.
We're not exercising, and You know, you can prevent a lot for just get some good cardio in.
That is so true. And our African-American men, you know, they pass away at a high rate compared to other races.
Yeah.
So you guys, us as women, we need to definitely step in the place of encouragement and encourage these men to go get checked out.
Yes.
And if we have to go with them, go with them.
Y'all got to go with us. Go with us, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people have what they call white coat syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to go to the dentist or the doctor, oh, my God, then it's that... that anxiety after you waiting on the news for your test results.
For the test results.
But that's what we're doing all month long over here on the E-Man After Show. And ladies and gentlemen, this show, this is where we men come around the domino table, and we normally put a big six question out, and we discuss it. We have had a lot of great discussions over here on the E-Man After Show every Sunday night around about this time. We put a big six question out, and we get into great conversation. But tonight, we have a special guest that we're talking to tonight.
Yes, we do.
We have a special guest that's joining us tonight. A lot of you know, you already know him. You know, he kind of sit around the domino table with us. You know, he get in discussion with us. But it's Deacon Anthony Smith. He has a prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking to him about that tonight. We're going to be talking about, you know, talking to him about his prayer line. His prayer line is called Men of Valor. And we're going to be talking to Deacon Anthony Smith all about his prayer line, when he got started and how he got started and what really propelled him to even, you know, start a prayer line, you know. And, okay, somebody's handing me some papers. Thank you.
So if you feel that this is, that you're called, you know, to pray, that you're called to conduct a prayer line, give us a call tonight at 563-999-3456. We would love to hear from you. And also, if you have questions for our guests.
Yes, because he'd be able to answer all of your questions. Why? Because, you know, in this day and time, you know, it is significant because we really, you know, we really want to prepare men to pray. You know, it's a powerful thing when men come together and pray.
That's right.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, those of you that follow the E-Man After Show, you know I'm a member of the Potter's House.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time when we do manpower, when we do we men come together with men of destiny, you know, it ain't nothing like a bunch of men in the room praying.
Amen to that.
It's a different kind of roar.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And so even with that, you know, when you get men on the prayer line that's praying over each other,
mm-hmm.
it's a powerful thing. So Deacon Anthony Smith, he has a prayer line.
Yes, he does.
And we're going to be talking to him a little bit about that and talk about some of the hurdles that he have come through.
Yes.
And then at 9:35, we have our encouragement with the soul with Fred Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's continued to give us an encouraging word every Sunday night at 9:35, which is an awesome segment.
It is an awesome segment, E-Man. It's amazing to see these men doing some very powerful things.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
A lot of times, E-Man, we're so used to seeing women, and we know men does these things as well, but we're really used to seeing women, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when we come across men that are doing these things, and there are men out there doing these things, but compared to women, the ratio is a little different. We honor it. You know, we honor what they're doing. We honor their gifts, their callings. We honor their availability, their humility.
Yes.
You know, so I'm just excited for this show tonight. And for all of you that are listening out there on the network, guys, make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you write your questions down and give us a call, you know, because I know that someone out there probably wants to speak to our guests tonight because they may have that vision in their heart that they have not yet moved on.
Yes, and, you know, I know Deacon Anthony Smith, he's a praying man.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's been doing this prayer line now for about 4 years, man. Mm. And the brother can pray, you know
yes.
what I'm saying? And so, you know, he had a vision, and he founded Men of Valor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going strong, and we're propelling men all over, because we're all around the globe. We'll put, what do you call it, a clarion call?
Uh-huh.
I'm putting a clarion call out to men, you know. Mm-hmm. He has a prayer line that he does every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5:30.
Okay.
But we're going to talk a little, you know, we're going to talk to him about that when we get him on the line tonight, because I'm quite sure he has something to say.
That's right.
Well, hopefully all you did service today. I want to take the time to shout out to my pastor, Bishop Thomas Dexter Jake Sr.
Shout out.
You know, he's 65 on the week,
and
they did a big celebration over at the Potter's House for him today, Mandy.
Right.
And we was watching it on the monitors because, you know, we have about 250 2,000 campers. But no, we have several other campers. And over at the main church today, they did a big celebration for Bishop Jakes on today.
Yeah.
And he had people come from far and near. And we was watching him on the monitor, you know, because some of us at the different campuses, and we was watching him. And he said a word on today.
Amen.
Yeah, he talked about, what did Bishop Jakes talk about today? He talked about hit the spot, something like that, hit the spot.
Mm.
And he was in him talking about it, man, that he was talking about it from the standpoint of being short.
Mm.
And how you got to be short, how you got to come down out of the tree, mm-hmm. and humble yourself.
Come on, man.
Because a lot of people are high, you know,
right.
and they tall because they, you know, until you learn how to go low, mm-hmm. and become short.
Mm-hmm.
He said, God will meet you at the spot where if you go short.
Right.
It was a good sermon today, the little part that I could hear. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we're working, we don't get to hear a lot of it because we're working.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so shout out to Bishop Thomas Despere Senior. He's the senior pastor of the Potter's House, been down here in Dallas, Texas for what, 25 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in ministry for 45 years. We've been celebrating him all year long for preaching the gospel for 45 years. But the brother about 4 years older than me.
Right, yes.
Yeah, I'm 61, Bishop Jake 65, got a lot of wisdom.
Yes, he does.
And so we love the bishop. So Bishop Jakes, actually, you were supposed to be going to his private party today, weren't you, man?
Yes, I was invited to the party this evening they had for him. It was so beautiful because there was only a few.
I've been a member for 25 years and I didn't get invited. How that work?
Right, right. So, yeah, but it's so awesome to see people celebrate, you know, him. You know, it's nothing like celebrating someone on their birthday and then honoring them at the same time.
Yes, well, you was invited to that particular party today. What was it over in Plano?
It was in Plano,
yes. Well, shout out to you, Bishop Jakes. You know, we want to salute you and your wife, First Lady Sarita Jakes, because he's 65 this week. But ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to take a break, and we have our guest standing by. I see him on the phone line. We see you on the phone line. The phone lines are lighting up. We see you guys coming in on the network. You have joined the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, we're going to be talking to my good friend, Deacon Anthony Smith. This is a praying brother. We propelling men because we want to get men to begin to join his prayer line every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5:30. You know y'all up anyway.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Might as well get up and get you some prayer in.
That's right.
Men, let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
And when we come back out of this break, I guess we will be talking to Deacon Anthony Smith. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything. I still have everything. Yeah. I still have everything. Can you help me see it?
I'm not afraid. Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Oh, yes. We're back in building. Yeah, well, hello, We Talk family. I want to shout out to all of you that are around the network. Come around the network. Hey, come on, ball with me.
Step up in the club and rock the party.
The party.
I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I.L.E. ain't got a dismay. I threw on you on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so
late. If you want to know who I am.
Like J.J., what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you want to know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, because I'm the man.
Yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. Yes, we appreciate all you guys that's on the network. We'll see you guys coming in on the network on tonight. We see you guys coming in on the phone line. Listen, if you do want to talk to us tonight and talk to our special guest that we're getting ready to bring up, you can call us here at 563-999-3456. Hit option one. And it signal us and flag us and let us know you want to join the conversation, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Normally, man, we're sitting around the domino table.
Right.
This is what we mean. We come around and sit around the domino table, and we have great discussions.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight, I got a good friend, you know, those of you that follow the E-Man After Show, he kind of sits around the domino table with us just as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a prayer line, and it's called Men of Valor, you know, and it's an awesome prayer line to you know, be a part of his prayer line every Tuesday and Thursday morning. He's been going strong for the last, I believe for the last 4 years now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and God is just using him in such a mighty way. And he's so peacock proud, and I'm peacock, you know, man, I'm peacock proud, high and happy for him because, mm-hmm. you know, me knowing him down through the years, you know, mm-hmm. I see what God have did in his life and bring him up to such a time as this.
Mm.
Why, Victoria, why are you handing me stuff right about now?
Jeez. Every time.
Yeah, well, you're glad to be in the studio tonight, Victoria. we want to thank our sister there hanging out with us on tonight. We want to appreciate you guys. We see you guys on the phone line tonight. Look like I see First Lady Shirley Pickett on the line tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We want to shout out to you. We had her on the line. We want to shout out to Deacon Fred Bell. You know, he does a segment. His segment is coming up at 9:35 tonight. And, you know, Deacon Smith and Deacon Fred Bell, they are members of Love and Fellowship Baptist Church under the tutelage of Dr. Micah D. Sneed, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is an awesome man to God himself. I had a couple of times to hear him preach.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you heard him preach too, right, Mandy?
I did.
You heard Pastor Sneed preach?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I heard him a couple of times, and each time I visit their church, and mm-hmm. He have said a word. And so he have raised up some great men over there at his church. And Deacon Anthony Smith is a part of his church, and he's a deacon over there, and Deacon Fred Bill just as well.
Right.
And so, man, we were ready to dive into our conversation. Let's see if we can get... Let's see if we can get Deacon Anthony Smith up tonight and join him into the conversation. Y'all got, listen, I'm doing a show. I can't do that and do the show neither. Man, get your assistant. They followed us over here. They doing all kind of stuff. We doing a show right now.
I need, yeah, please. Help.
Hello, Deacon Smith. How are you, sir?
Good evening, E-Man. and also your entourage over there, Chocolate Chip. Good evening to both of you all.
Good evening to you, Deacon Smith. Welcome to the
Mindy, the mentor. We want to thank you all for having me here this evening. Thank you all.
Yo, man, we're excited and delighted to have you to be a part of the E-Man After Show. And then we're so excited to be able to talk to you a little bit about what you're doing and the difference that you're making by the way of prayer.
That's right.
So, Deacon Smith, for all our listeners tonight, you know, because we're all around the globe, and it's daytime somewhere, it's evening time somewhere, and it's nighttime, it's morning time, and we have a broad listeners of people that listen to this network. And so to those around the network never heard of you, Deacon Anthony Smith, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and what you do? What's wrong with you, Mandy? You all right?
I'm okay. Allergies, but I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Deacon Smith, Mandy, allergies is kicking.
Two nights. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, Lordy.
Well, once again, you know, I do carry a prayer line ministry, so we can pray that right up out of her.
That's right. Put my name on the list.
That's true. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, Deacon, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, sir, who you are and what you do. And to those of you on the network, we see you guys coming in on the network. One of the things about this show and this network, we bring people on and we want you to be transparent. We want you to be yourselves. We're not trying to be deep. We just want you to be yourself. We want you to relax, because all this show is to encourage someone. And when you get on this show, you can just sit back, you know, and be yourself and relax, and let's just have great conversation. And so, Deacon Smith, with that being said, sir, why don't you tell, Deacon Smith, I'm going to act like I don't know you right about now. Been knowing you all my life. I'm going to act like I don't know you right now. But, sir,
that's
why don't you
right.
tell our
that's
listeners a little bit
that.
About yourself, who you are, and what you do, my man?
Yeah, we can do that. First and foremost, I just want to know, can you guys hear me very, very well? Because I don't have my earbuds in. I'm on my speakerphone. So are you having any problems with my hearing?
No, I can hear you well.
Wait, great.
Victoria,
right,
go ahead and see if you can hear me, Victoria. Go right ahead, Deacon.
Yes, okay. First and foremost, I'd like to give all my praises to who guide me in what I do with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because only without him, I wouldn't be doing any of this. So I give all my honor to him. And once again, my name is Anthony Smith, Deacon Anthony Smith / Minister Smith, and I'll explain to you where the Minister Smith comes in. Anyway, okay. I was born right here in the Dallas, Texas area, under the leadership of my father, which was Herman Smith, was a pastor also at Rose Missionary Baptist Church. And I was an active deacon under him, is how I kind of got started with Deacon Smith.
Right.
And also my father, he's deceased at this time. But my mother,
mm-hmm.
Jacqueline Smith, she's still around. So I just want to acknowledge her also, you know.
Without
her, I wouldn't even be here. So I want to thank my mother also. But anyway, with that being said, I was born here and I was raised in Dallas, Texas, you know. Lived with my grandmother and my mother off and on, but I was always pretty much being in the Christian field of it, you know. But, you know, of course, when you're kids, you just kind of run from that kind of stuff here and there. But then
mm-hmm.
as I went to church, my father and mother got married together, and I went to church. And as I went to church at the age of 9, I was in the church services, going to our little small church. And then I decided at the age of 12, it's time for me to be maybe baptized, because it was taught to us and spoke about what baptism is and things of that nature. So I decided, let me move into another venture of this and be baptized. So I was baptized at about the age of 12 from it was a church called the
Community First
Baptist Church,
yes.
where my dad, my dad first started his ministry under Pastor C.H. Jurl. He started under his ministry. And from then on, I just moved on to venture on to other churches. I went to Rose Chapel Church with my dad. He was one of the ministers there before he passed away. And I went there once again as acting deacon, but still living in my worldly ways. So I was in church, out of church, in church, out of church, that kind of stuff. But God, God brought me through quite a bit, and he has brought me here. So once again, I just want to continue to say that I have been under that leadership for a while, Then I ventured on and moved on to another pastoral loving fellowship. But I had met my wife during that time before we went to that church. When my wife, she was going to Potter's House. I was going to Rose Chapel. And we just could not connect together going to the same church. She didn't like the little small church. I didn't really like the big church she liked. So we had to find some church for me and her to fellowship together. And we found Loving Fellowship after church. And we started going there, Loving Fellowship after church. We joined probably over 10 years ago. We've been married 10 years. So it's been roughly 10 years and we have been at the Loving Fellowship Baptist Church. And then I was, of course, you got to go through deacon training and things. That's why I did that. And I became a deacon over there probably about roughly about 6 years or so. I was in the deaconship over there. And I'm still acting deacon there slash minister. But my ministership came from the Potter's House. Like I said, after me and my wife got together, you know, we decided to she became a minister through Loving Fellowship. She took her ministership over to Loving Fellowship. So she wanted to venture her ministry through the Potter's House, and she just offered her husband to come along with her by her side, and I agreed. So therefore, we teamed through the Potter's House and got our ministerial license there. We got a license there like last year. So we've been at license there roughly a year, going into 2 years now. We had ministerial license from the Potter's House. So it's been a wonderful journey with me, and my journey is still growing. I tell you, Brother E-Man, my journey is still growing. My Men of Valor came upon the Loving Fellowship Baptist Church is where the Men of Valor arise. And it started with my wife.
Let's back up and do this. Let's do this, Deacon Smith.
Yes.
Those of you on the network, you're listening to Deacon Anthony Smith. He's sharing a little bit about himself and really how he got started and arrived to today. Where he arrived today. This guy, you know, I guess we always say, you know, we started somewhere young. And being young, a lot of times we don't understand until we really get into, you know, really begin to have an experience with God. And it takes some years for you to really have an experience with God, not with, you know, being young because you don't process a lot of that. And out of that, what I'm hearing Deacon Smith say from the age of 9, being baptized up to 12, you know, he got into the church heavily as he got older. But I do want to ask you this question. I want to dive right into, you know, you starting your prayer line, and I want to ask you a question, Deacon Smith, you know, really what propelled you, is that the right word, Mandy? Because, you know, y'all always trying to correct me.
Compel.
You know, y'all, this is my dictionary over here. If I pronounce it wrong, you're going to get it from me. And so, Deacon Smith, you know, because I know your journey. And when we look back over, you know, how old are you, 61? Yeah, I know you're 61 because, you know.
I'll be 61 next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, Brother Eldridge.
I'm older than you? Okay.
You're a few months, you're about a month older than me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, but I know your story. And so let's talk about, because as I was listening to Bishop Jakes preach on today, those of you that follow us over here on the E-Man After Show know I'm a member of the Potter's House. He was talking about, you know, how, you know, you really, you know, being short. And he was talking about how you could be so high and how you have to humble yourself where Jesus will meet you at the spot. But out of a lot that I heard, it says from the calamities that we have went through, from the trials and tribulations, because none of us are exempt, you know, from trouble. And Deacon Smith, I know when we got out of college and me and Deacon Smith, we went to Texas Southern University, and we got out of college. Let's talk about let's go down this journey, so the listeners can understand what propelled you, you know, to even, because you've been praying all your life from 9 years old because your daddy was a pastor. But when you look back over your journey, when you look back over you climbing out of the tree and being short, and you stooping down to a, you know, where God have to use you, you end up going through a lot of different calamities in life. And one of the things I do know, you worked at a particular job and you had a tragedy at that job. And I always see it, like this here, Mandy, if the enemy knew he was going to be, you know, a founder of a prayer line, because he tried to stop him early.
Right.
So Deacon, let's talk a little bit about that particular tragedy and it humbled you. And then we want to talk about another tragedy that humbled you. And reason why I want to take it there, because I want the listeners to understand when God got a call on your life, because you know he marks you into heaven. And before your mama met your daddy, he had already marked you. You just living out time. But he started early trying to destroy your walk and trying to destroy you. But when you look in 2022, you're a founder of a men's prayer line called Men of Valor, and you walk with such as a man of valor. You walk in there, and if you were listening, I don't know, some people listen to Bishop Jason, they don't. If you really was listening to his sermon today, you know, ain't none of us squeaky clean, you know what I'm saying? All of us have some, it's crazy. But what is valor? You know, what is a man of valor? And so, Deacon, we're going to do that when we come out of our segment, though. We got a segment to do with Deacon Fred Bell. And when we come out of our segment with Deacon Fred Bell, we want you to talk a little bit about the few hiccups in the thing you had to stoop and to become short. Because when Bishop was explaining it today, Mandy, you know, a lot of us are real high up in a tree. Mm-hmm. And we real tall. We want our name to be in lights. Mm-hmm. And we want to be this and that. But it's the shortness where God meets you at the spot.
Right.
And so as Deacon Smith went through several things, he became short and God met him because he was in the place where God can meet him. And out of that, God is using him to birth a prayer line called Men of Valor. You know, I love his theme. His theme comes from, what is that, 1 Timothy, what is that, chapter 2, verse 8. You know what that scripture says, Deacon?
Yes, I do know what that scripture says. It says, read that out to you?
Yeah, go ahead and read that. Set that up for us, Deacon, and then we're going to go down.
That's 1 Timothy 2 and 8 reads, therefore I want the men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing.
Yeah,
that's what that scripture means to us.
Well, we're gonna jump back into that. We're gonna talk a little bit about that when we come out of this segment. Because listen, men that's all around the network. I see a bunch of men on the phone line tonight. All of you around the network, listen. This brother do a prayer line every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 5:30. And we would love for you guys to be a part of it. We're going to ask them a bunch of questions, how you can join the prayer line, how you can be a part of the prayer line. Because, ain't nothing like it when men pray.
Amen.
When men come together and pray, listen, he'll be getting nervous. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes, because I did a lot of manpower. And, boy, when you get a bunch of ruined men in the room. And Deacon Smith have that on his prayer line. But, guys, we got to go to our segment with Deacon Fred Bell. Y'all keep it locked. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Has there ever been a time where you needed a little encouragement? You look to your left and you look to your right. There was no one there. But in times like those, maybe even now, there's someone feeling down. We have to find out or learn how to encourage ourselves. There are many times we seek encouragement from others, which is normal, because we receive encouragement sometimes all of our lives. Either we received it in church, playing sports, work, or just our lifetime achievements. But what about when all those things are gone? And what I mean by that, when we have felt like the church has abandoned us. The times we played sports are long gone. And that job that we had, that we received those awards from, we have been let go from. But we have to remember that all of those achievements and encouragements that we received were only possible by one person. and that person was God. But there are ways that we can encourage ourselves. If we speak life, if we pray for joy, if we read encouraging scriptures, if we think of good thoughts, and we do something that makes us feel good, because 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. So with all that God has done for you, you can encourage yourself in the one who has encouragement in the word. So the next time you find yourself in need of encouragement, just look in the mirror and be encouraged that you stand strong in the Lord and he has brought you through time and time again. So if you're feeling down right now and you need encouragement, just think of what the Lord has done for you and just be encouraged in that. You have heard another encouraging word from Deacon Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
This is for the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all
let's go!
Said I won't let go till I'm done. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. Hey, when it all falls down and there's no way out. Yeah, when our faith is lost and we're full of doubt. Hey, we know who you are and you never change. You're still God over everything. Oh, 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 Lord, we need you.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Peace, beautiful people. This is Coretta Bell, and you are tuned in to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. We so appreciate all of you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight. We are talking to Deacon Anthony Smith. Listen, I know this is a late show, but we're number one in this market over here at this time of the night, Mandy.
Right.
And we want to appreciate all you guys that's hanging out with us each and every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network. This man, this is where we talk, we listen.
And we take action.
And yes. And so, man, this is your number one listening station.
Yes, it is.
And we, the E-Man After Show, is number one in the market over here at this time of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so appreciative of all of you guys that allowed my show to become number one. I want to appreciate you guys. We've been here a whole year now.
It has.
Yeah, last year we celebrated 1 year over here on We Talk Radio Network. Mm-hmm. And I want to appreciate all you guys. I want to shout out to the founder and CEO, Ms. Kia Davis.
That's right.
I want to shout out to all of you guys. But listen, we're talking to Deacon Anthony Smith. He's the founder of Men of Valor Prayer Line. And Deacon, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here, you man. I'm still checking in.
All righty. Yes, sir. Well, we have Deacon Anthony Smith. He's here. And when we left off, we was talking about, I wanted to kind of jump dive into, you know, a few hiccups that, that you stumble across. I remember my pastor did this sermon about a block in the road, a road in the block, something like that. He did. You know, let's talk about a little bit about some things that happened to you, Deacon Smith, if you don't mind, sir, that you really, really, you know, made a change and gave God your life. Let's start back when you know, that's been so many years ago. Those of you that we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas, and the Reunion Tower was being built at that time. That was in the early 80s.
Mm.
And Deacon, you was working over at a company called PPG Glass, right? Am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know me very well, brother.
Yes. And what was strange about this, this brother would let me drive his car, man, because he had one of them nice Trans Ams, right?
Okay.
And this particular morning, I was riding with Deacon Smith. He was taking me to work, but we was running late.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped him off in his car at his job.
Oh, wow.
And I went around, because I work right around the corner from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got this call that is a tragedy that happened. Talk a little bit about that, Deacon.
Well, that tragedy happened, E-Man. first mm-hmm. of all, I want to speak on what you were speaking on earlier today about Pastor T.D. Jakes and what he preached on today. Actually, mm-hmm. I was there at that sermon today. It was really, really beautiful, Brother Eldridge. You know, I was one of the ministers that was sitting out in the audience with the rest of the ministers. And what touched me with that was when he was talking about being short and your shortcomings. And yes, mm-hmm. I did have some shortcomings, Brother Eldridge. I tell you, I did have some shortcomings.
Yes, sir.
And one of them was like you were speaking that the Lord tried to, not the Lord, but the enemy tried to take me out when mm-hmm. I got hurt on that job at PPG. Crate of glass
right.
fell on me on my leg, 4,300 pounds, and it broke
right.
it broke my left thigh in two places, broke my right foot in about four places when it fell off on me, and I was blessed to continue to have my leg because the doctors brought me in. They saw the damage mm-hmm. I had on my legs. They were speaking on me, saying, we may have to amputate this or amputate that. And I'm like, whoa, for you doing it that, let's just stay on it for a while.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, that's one of the things that the enemy did try to take me out. But like you say, like you were speaking on, God had a calling on my life, Brother.
Yes,
and I never knew of this calling that he had upon me to continue mm-hmm. to have me staying around. But he did, because I survived that. That crate of glass falling on my leg, 4,300 pounds, great, and it crushed my leg. So I was bedridden for a pretty good while, you know.
Right.
Spent about 8 years not working. Spent about eight mm-hmm. years of not being able to go back to work. So eventually, when I did, I got back in the church off and on, still living mm-hmm. my worldly ways. Couldn't mm-hmm. get rid of the worldly ways for some reason. And I tell
time,
you.
Right.
Yeah, at that particular time, could get rid of my worldly ways, man, I tell you. And I had some other shortcomings, you know, I could get into, you know, some incarceration days. I'm not ashamed of it, but I'm not
sure.
proud of it.
Let's talk a little bit about that just as well.
That was something that was taken through me in my life. And mm-hmm. And if it's going to help anyone to see where I came from, to
mm-hmm.
know God can bring you through what I've been through and can bring you through it too,
mm-hmm.
bless you. Take that blessing from God and keep moving. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because when you know, and this is to all the men that's listening around the network, because we got a lot of men that listen to this show, and we got a lot of people that listen to this show, and as Deacon Smith is sharing about his tragedies and his shortcomings, because we all have shortcomings, but we got to stay short, because once you humble yourself, God will exalt you every time. And, you know, he came through that tragic event. I can remember, you know, he got smashed in a trailer. I mean, this glass, they were sending over to Reunion Tower at the time. And if you see him now, he don't even look like he been through what he was talking about. When God heal you, he can heal you to the point that your testimony sound like a lie.
Come on now.
But I'm
uh-huh.
on the line. I'm on the line to witness that God is a good God, because, like, for 8 years, I can remember the time I would go over to the house, and his mother was a first lady, and I go in the room, and you know, I know, Deacon, you had to at that particular time deal with some depression, some anxiety. Probably didn't know what to call it at that time, but you know, it had to be some sadness. And I'm the type of person that questioned God in a whole lot of stuff. I know a lot of people, they don't question God, but I be asking God stuff like, what mean of this? Why am I going through this? You know what I'm saying? Talk to us a little bit about that. What was your psyche and your mindset while you was laying there, you know, knowing that your daddy was a pastor, knowing that your mother was a first lady? Did you deal with any type of depression? Did you feel sad? Did you want to give up in life? What really propelled you, or really you said to yourself, I'm going to come through this?
Yes. In fact, how I felt about it was a totally different feeling due to the fact I was very, very young. You know, this happened to me, baby back in 84. So I was very, very young. I mean, my early 30s, you know, late 20s, early 30s. And it happened to me, like I said, very, very young. So I was like, you know, the feeling of it was like, it was just kind of overwhelming due to the fact I was kind of bedridden. And I couldn't get up that I was normally doing, going to work, going to the club, going to do this, going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and God, at that time, I know God was training me and humbling me to come out of that, what I was in. But I was so fighting it, you know. still continue to fight that, you know, because that just wasn't what I felt was for me, you know. I know
Did you find yourself praying a lot while you was laying there?
Excuse me?
Did you find yourself praying a lot while you was laying there?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I did. Find myself doing a lot more spiritual things, you know. Find myself trying to read the word, trying to read the word, you know.
Right.
Trying to do something different that God was calling me up on. But something kept fighting me away from it. That enemy kept taunting me to fight away from it. So I didn't stay strong with it, which I don't regret it, but, you know, I could have stayed strong with it and been much stronger in my ministry right today. But he is growing me, and I can't take anything away from it, and I'm continually to grow in the ministry of the world. It is phenomenal, amen, that what he has brought me through and the way he brought me from it. And, you know, I have much more testimonies than what you're in right now.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about, let's talk, because this is men talk. This is where we men come around. And one of the things I try to create a show for men where you can, you know, you can only be healed for what you reveal, but you got to be able to have real conversations. And so some man that's on the network tonight, some ladies on the network tonight, I mean, you came through a substance abuse. You came through being incarceration. We got a lot of brothers that's incarcerated now. We got a lot of brothers that strayed away and did a lot. But it's just like Bishop was saying today, it's a brother under the bridge. He can preach you up under a bridge. It's a brother is right now that's in jail. You know, he got more skills than you'll ever know. And so let's go down this journey, because that's one obstacle that the enemy didn't win there, even though you was young. The reason why I asked you a little bit, Deacon, were you depressed or did you go to anything? Because this is 2022. Let's speed up to 2022. With the young people in the mindset, the way they deal today, this happened to you when you was young. It just makes me wonder, could another young man handle it today, such as what this brother went through, you know? And so with the psyche and the way we process today, you know, to see God bring you through that, and that's why you have such an anointing on your life to pray, because anyone should know after God bring you through that, couldn't nobody else bring you through that but God. If God didn't do it, wasn't nobody else going to get it done. You know what I'm saying? And with all of that, he brung you through all of that. Why? Because he knew at such a time as this in 2022, you was going to be sitting on the E-Man After Show talking to someone all around the world and encouraging that brother not to give up. I came through that. Well, let's talk a little bit about another testimony. Let's talk a little bit about another experience that you experienced that you came through that, because me and I've been his friend for a long time. And one of the things, and Deacon can contest to this, you know, I never treated him different. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I never was this kind of Christian that judged him. I never was this kind of person that, oh man, you need to get saved and you need to give your life to Christ. No, we would talk just like we talking now. I never treated him no different. And he always just watched my life. You understand what I'm saying? I was praying for him, just like Ella was praying for him. His mama was praying for him. His sister was praying for him. And I was praying for him. And, you know, in college, they used to call me Drac, because, you know, I dressed as Dracula one day. And I won the contest. And my name became Drac. And I heard that Anthony was at home, and I went by there to see him. And Drac, we just called, you know. But I never, ever belittled him. I never, ever looked down on him. Why? Because I always knew God had his hand on him. It's just that he had to come up to it. So let's talk a little bit about that, Deacon Smith. Because I know his story, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. And we're around the domino table tonight. This is what we men do on the E-Man After Show. And so we let you sisters get a peep into our conversation. Because if you don't understand us men, you'll miss us. And so we don't get deep. We just have me in conversation. And so, Deacon Smith, let's talk a little bit about what you experienced and how you really got through that.
Yes, most definitely, Brother Elgin. And the reason I don't mind speaking on it is due to the fact that all these years I've been knowing you, that's one thing you didn't get into. You didn't get into that scene that I did, you know. I got into the drug scene where I was out there in the streets.
Right.
And I don't want to say the streets had me, but, you know, it had more of my time than I did with giving with God. Right. And that was one of another one of the struggles that I went through, one of another shortcomings that I had experienced in my life. And Brother Eldridge didn't never treat me any differently, even though he knew I was out there. He was sitting back in the cut praying like my father was. My father didn't scold me and say, son, you need to stop doing what you're doing. Son, this ain't right what you're doing. And I think that made me better because if he beat me up with it, I probably would have turned a different way and been something different, you know. But he didn't beat me up and telling me what I need to do to change my life. He prayed for me. And I know my father stood there and prayed for me. I see him in the living rooms on his knees sometimes. I could come in from he'd be in that living room on his knees. And I know that's what he was doing. He's praying for his family and praying for his son that was out there. So I do commend you for you being where you were, where you stayed all that time. And I did watch your walk, whether you knew it or not. I was watching your walk also, Brother Eldridge. And I guess that's another thing that made me where I am today, you know, for some of the brothers that didn't go through what I went through. But like I said, I went through them. God brought me out of them. He watched me go through them. He was right there by my side each and every way of it. So anybody that's on this line right there tonight that is struggling with any of that, I struggled with addiction. I did that. And look at God. God brought me through this all because I wanted to do a change. I wanted to change. I wanted something different. All through my incarceration, I wanted something different when I came out. And when I came out, I made something different. I've seen a lot of guys that go into incarceration, E-Man, and they go in there and get holier than thou and come out and turn back to their old ways real quick.
Right, right.
You know, the whole time they're preaching to us, you know, preaching to us and what we need to do with our life and how God changed his life.
Right.
As soon as he get out, he go back to his old ways. But I was determined not to go there anymore. And he kept me there all this time. And by the grace of God, I married a woman of God. You know, she was, she was in the church. I was in the church when we got married. And so that was another big helpful thing to me. I married a woman that was a Christian.
Right. Well, what I'm hearing you say, you had what we would call true repentance. Because repentance is turning away from, you know what I'm saying? And when you repent and you really want to turn away from that. You don't have no desire to even do that anymore. And so we've seen you come through. Them just a couple of hiccups that we know that you come through. But out of that, let's speed it up to 2022. You know, four years ago, you started a prayer line. Because if the enemy would have known, he'd have left you alone the first time you got hurt. But since he tried it again and it didn't work, he had got a peep into your destiny, because the enemy get a peep into all our destiny, and he always trying to deter us, because the enemy's sole mission is, ladies and gentlemen on the network, is to divert you from Christ. That's all his mission is to get you to turn from Christ. He's not after your marriage. He's not after your family. The only thing the enemy is after if you can turn away from God. His whole mission is to come to kill, steal, and destroy, and to keep you from serving God. But when he recognized that, you know, he don't win because he don't win, you know, a lot of times we just yield ourselves to him and we give him place. But when he recognized, okay, I done shot my best shot, you know, and I'm just going to have to leave this brother alone. Why? Because here it is in 2022, 4 years ago, approximately now, what is it, about 4 years ago, you started a prayer line called Men of Valor. You know, let's talk a little bit about your prayer line. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give the number out tonight because I'm trying to prepare men, because, Deacon, don't you think it's real powerful? Men have looked at me. Men, I pronounce the word if I ain't pronouncing it right.
Okay.
You know, I want you men that's out there on the network that and you know a man. I want you to join this brother's prayer line every Tuesday and Thursday morning. It's at 5:30, right? 5:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Get up and he have men praying over men. Talk a little bit about when your prayer line got started and if a person wanted to be a part of your prayer line, how can they join your prayer line, Deacon Smith?
Hey, man. Okay, Brother E-Man. Actually, you can start. You can get on the prayer line, like it's like he was explaining to you. I'm on there Tuesday and Thursday. And actually, how I really got started with that was when my wife was had opened up a prayer line ministry called the Deuteronomy 28 Women, and she was up and running for about 2 years. And as I progressed to go to Love and Fellowship Baptist Church, I had men coming to me saying, "Hey, man, let's start a. How do we start a prayer line ministry? What we do to start a men's prayer line?" And I didn't know at the time, so. I slept on it, and I talked to God and asked him, and he said, he gave me this vision. He said, "Well, Deacon, your wife is already running Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Well, I would like you to merge with her on Tuesday and Thursday with your men, and you can have 2 days a week. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, men, we work a lot. We do a lot of this. We always have a lot on our plate. So, therefore, we can't, it's hard for us to get involved in a lot of different other things, and I understand that. So I chose to use those 2 days that and make it a whole week that her and our prayer line ministry has a whole week of praying. And so that worked very, very well and been very, very effective. And so that's how I got started with that men's prayer line. And I've had men on there, powerful, powerful men on there praying. And we sometimes we get on there and don't do anything but worship. Worship the Lord that whole morning for about, about 30, 45 minutes. We just worship. And honor him and praise him. And then, of course, I do take the time to write down your prayer request that you asked for, and we do actually pray over that prayer request that you are asking to be prayed for. So that does happen.
Yes.
But that is how I actually really got started with that prayer line. It's been up and running for about, it's been running up and about 4 years now. Yeah, it's been 4 years that it's been going now. So I've been pretty strong with it, and I've been the strong, faithful one that's get up every morning. If it's, if some mornings it's just be me and another man, where two or more gather, he is in the midst, and I'm right there.
Yeah, because, you know, one of the things I do find out with men, and to all you sisters that's on the prayer line and all you around the network, what you got to understand about us men is, you know, it takes a lot to hold our attention. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I always hear people say men in a rightful place and stuff like that there. You know, when this is the way we men are. We'll start out something, and it's always been my prayer that we complete it or we continue. Why? Because if you can continue, if you just be like what this brother does, he has persistently done this for almost 4 years now, consistently every Tuesday and Thursday. It is in the persistence of his prayer line, because I know there's mornings he probably didn't feel like it.
Right.
Because none of us, we all human. I know there's probably mornings he feel like, oh, man, I don't feel like getting on the prayer line today. Because who do? Who want to be on the prayer line every day? Everybody's not going to get up and get on the prayer line every day. It does not mean that they don't have a prayer life. It's just that, you know, it takes persistence to want to get up on it and take other people's prayer requests and pray over them and stand in the gap for them. And I've seen him do it for, you know, the last, I think I joined it 2 years ago. He was already doing it, and then he began to tell me about it. And so I began to jump on there. And why? Because quiet as it kept, we men are good in starting things, sisters out there. You know, it takes, if we're not encouraged to be persistent, and you heard him talk about his wife, he has he has a strong woman behind him that keeps him encouraged.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And he's persistent because you heard him say they join their prayer lines together.
Yes. So, and actually, Deacon Smith, that's something I wanted clarity on, because I know that you have a men's prayer line. And you gave the date for your wife's prayer ministry and also yours, and you stated you guys merge. So is your prayer line exclusively for men, or is it merged with men and women?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, the, Mindy Manson. I'm glad you asked that. Due to the fact that what inspired me to do it that way is because she was already there. She already had people praying. And so what I did was when I joined in with her, I started out with just men praying, but I also had some of her lady intercessors that would come on and give prayer requests also. And we had other people would join in also and would like to give their prayer requests. So I didn't exclude them when they started chiming in on the men's day that I was doing that. So it turned out to be more co-ed also, you know, between the two of us.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Exactly.
Tag team, huh? That's good.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Most definitely.
All right. And also, so you guys, can you tell us how do you guys partake in your intercessory? Because, you know, intercessors, we labor before God, you know, on the behalf of people, and the Lord began to minister to us, which is our secret place. And also we come together collectively as intercessors and we pray as well. And, you know, some people would say bum board heaven. Could you just kind of give us a short snippet of your journey as an intercessor?
My short journey as an intercessor was, like you said, I would choose men, different men on different days. A man would pray. I've got one lined up for Tuesday, and then I call that man, another man on Thursday, to pray. And he would open up with a scripture for us. I'd take the time to write down each and every. I'd answer the phone for all the people that comes on, and would take their prayer requests. And as he's on the phone listening, that gives him an idea on what someone needs to be prayed for. And then before he gets started, I go over the list, and that gives him things of what on his forefront of mind that needs to be prayed for. So that's how we engage with doing what we're doing with it.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Deacon Anthony Smith. Can you differentiate the difference between a prayer line and an intercessory prayer line? Because you know the word intercessory, it stands out because there's a depth to it. So could you break that down for our listeners?
Yes. I actually had to analyze what an intercessor was. And to me, what I analyze what an intercessor is a person, to me, it would be asking, a person would be asking for, or asking or requesting, and then another person or Christian will stand in their behalf to pray for them. Or it could be a Christian that has the same duty that Jesus had when he discharged and continued to fulfill as an intercessor on the behalf of the right hand of God.
Okay.
That's what I determined. And a prayer line. And a prayer line is really, to me, I see it's really, really similar. But you can kind of change it to be a prayer line to be just like people calling in asking for prayer, and you just praying for them. But intercessor, you will use someone that's already know how to pray, they're strong with their prayer, and they would intercede for that person that would like to have their prayer sent up to the Lord. Kind of like back in the days when we used to have to go to priests behind the veil and send our prayers to a priest.
Yes.
You know, kind of similar to that. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen on the network.
Did I answer that pretty well for you?
You did, Deacon. Thank you.
To those of you on the network, we're talking to Deacon Anthony Smith. He is the founder of Men of Valor Prayer Line. We see you guys on the network. The phone lines are lit up tonight. Deacon, I don't know if I told you, they're requesting that I do a two-hour show. we're not going to have you on for 2 hours today. We're not going to have, you know, we're not going to have you on here for 2 hours, but they want more content out of the E-Man After Show. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you that all that comes on the E-Man After Show. We're in a late market. We know that. But this market is booming, and this market have made us number one. And I just really didn't know when we started out that we would have this many people on a Sunday night listening to this network. But they do. And they enjoy the E-Man After Show. We want to thank all you guys that write in the We Talk Radio Network. We want to thank the founder. But listen, this is what we want. This is the kind of things we want to bring, no matter what you do. And this brother, he has a prayer line. You know, he's a great man to God, and he's a prayer warrior. And the thing of it is, at least I don't know nobody. I think we all need a little prayer up in here.
That's right. That is so true.
You know, and so we want to appreciate all of you that's standing by on the phone line, because they don't, I mean, Deacon, we say it's a late show, but people stay on the phone line and they stay on the network over here. And so all around the world, listen, if you want to be a part of Deacon Smith Prayer Line, it's called Men of Valor. Listen, go get your pen and a piece of paper. Go get your pen and a piece of paper. Get your phone out. You know how I'm going to do like they do in church. Get your iPad. Get your phone out. You know, do all of that, you know, because we're going to give you his prayer line number. And we're going to give you the access code where maybe this Tuesday morning you can call in to the Men of Valor prayer line. And you can get some prayer to get your day started, you know, get your day started. And so, yes, because it is an awesome prayer line, Mandy. And were you finished, Mandy? I guess you were. So, did I interrupt you?
I know you.
Okay. listen, my little chocolate chip over here, her allergies is wearing her out.
So that I'm on the prayer list.
Put Mandy the mentor on your prayer list.
I'm telling you.
We most definitely will. I've already done that.
Yeah, she's an allergy sufferer, and I am too. And with all the heat outside, because really this month we men are taking care of ourselves, and just as well as men, they try to make sure I do things right or make sure I'm getting checked out. I'm trying to make sure Anthony that she, you know, she's an allergy sufferer for real. Mine is okay, but geez. But make sure you put her on the prayer line Tuesday and Thursday.
E-man thinks I'm...
We can do it all this week between the Men of Valor and the Deuteronomy 28 women.
Right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Right, yeah.
E-man thinks I'm exaggerating a little bit.
He
thinks I'm exaggerating, but I have this headache that's pounding right now, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah, Lord, it's just extra, all that extra stuff.
Look, I'm not being dramatic, okay?
but ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do around. We ain't deep over here on the E-Man After Show. We just real practical. And why? Because if we can't be who we are, you know, I don't try to sit down no false pretense of who I am. This is just who I am.
Right.
And I created the show to be just like this because I love bringing people on that can just keep it 100,
right,
can be real in a spiritual walk just as well in a natural walk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, Deacon, make sure you put Mandy the Mentor on your prayer line for Tuesday and Thursday. You know, and if your wife anywhere by, tell Minister Ubet to put Mandy the Mentor on her prayer.
Oh, honey, she going to go in. Make sure you put me on that prayer line.
So we can get these allergies cleared up over here.
Right.
My goodness.
Yes, man. We most definitely can cover that. Yeah. Most definitely.
I think I see your wife on the line tonight. I don't know if I should bring her in. I'm going to let her hit option one because I don't want to catch her on the spot, you know. Because, you know, I'm good about bringing people in. I think I see her number.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll let them hit option one.
Hey, I would love to catch her on the spot because I think she may think I didn't do some of this too well as far as my intercessor and the prayer line.
No, you
she
did.
She can
you,
do it really well. She can do it really well. So I do give her a little commend because my wife started this, like I say, roughly 6 years ago. So she's been in it. Amen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did well in explaining. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can, Mandy, you want to
elaborate on it? Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. You did well. As you stated, Deacon, the high priest, when you think about the high priest, you think the high priest washed, right? The high priest washed, the high priest put on priestly garments and went into the Holy of Holiness for atonement. This is my perspective. The high priest was appointed the high priest, and intercessors, they're appointed. Yes, there are people, as you stated, that will ask for prayer. Can you intercede for me? Can you stand in the gap? And there's a way by the Spirit where the Spirit of God will reveal to the intercessor in their alone time, you know, to stand in the gap on that person's behalf. Now, normally it could be somebody you don't speak to, you don't know their business, but it's the way by the Holy Spirit because we all can pray, right? And prayer is good and we all can pray, but you're appointed to be an intercessor. Why do I say you're appointed? Because intercessory takes sacrifice. Intercessory is longevity. Intercessory, you're picking up on aches and pains and heartaches and all these different things that people go through. And it's like you're a person between man and God in that moment, because they're carrying the other person, where that other person may not be strong enough or they may not know the proper tools to fight. So you are absolutely correct.
Yes. And so, yeah, because there is a difference between an intercessor and a prayer warrior. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And but mainly in a nutshell, you're called to be an intercessor. Everybody's not called to intercede for everybody. And so we all called to pray for one another, mm-hmm. and we all can pray for one another. Mm-hmm. But everybody's not called to be an intercessor. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Everybody doesn't have the spiritual muscle mass
right.
to carry that weight on behalf. And then not only that, but we have to be faithful.
You know,
it takes faithful. It takes sacrifice up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, praying for people,
laying
out on the floor. Yeah. So it's less of us. That's why I made the statement. Those of you that are listening on the network, we all can pray, and prayer is good. Prayer is good and prayer is powerful. But when it comes to the realm of intercessory, that's a totally different realm that we step into.
Yes. Yes. And, you did well, Deacon.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I love you. You hit it on the nail when you said the high priest going into the Holy of Holies.
And I'm quite sure your wife understands you did well. If she don't, she do now. You know what I'm saying? And because, you know, y'all are pretty powerful, prayer line. And so, Deacon, you want me to give this number out? You want to give your number out, sir? Why don't you go ahead and give the listeners their number out? Because
I
you know, we have men on this prayer line that's listening tonight. We have men on the network that's listening tonight. And, you know, we want you to, since this is where we're encouraging men this month, because this is a national men appreciation month, you know, and what we're doing, health appreciation month. We want us to be healthy in our bodies. And we want us to be healthy in our natural bodies, but we do want us to be healthy in our spiritual man just as well. And those of you men that's on the prayer line, and I mean on the network tonight, maybe you don't have a prayer line that you're a part of. Maybe you know a man that, you know, he's not on a prayer line, and you want him to join a prayer line. You would like to see your boyfriend. You would like to see your boo thing. You would like to see your husband be a part of some prayer line. I recommend this one.
Yes.
I recommend Men of Valor.
Yes.
Why? Because Deacon Anthony Smith, he walks as a man in valor, a man with valor. He's just not really talking the talk. He walks the walk, you know, because I have seen this brother. You know, he's real intentional about his walk.
Mm.
It ain't nothing wrong with
That's
it.
Right.
He's
That's
real.
Right.
I mean, after God done bring him through what he done bring him through,
mm-hmm.
you heard him say earlier that he didn't want to go back. Why? Because he had true repentance. And true repentance is to turn away from. And he turned away and he ain't looked back, you know, as far as I know, he haven't looked back. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And,
exactly.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And it's the life I'm living right now, brother E-Man.
Yeah.
I am not going to look back.
No. You're right. Because God has been too good to him, because he could have let the enemy win.
That's right.
But because God marked him in the heavens, he said, listen, he's going to be mine. You're going to either be mine the correct way or the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of us don't realize. When God chooses us and he calls us,
mm-hmm.
he's going to have you one way. You're going to either come rolling or you're going to come walking, one of the two. And so even though the setbacks and the hiccups he had,
mm-hmm.
Mandy, you know, I peacock proud and hyena happy of him, because I've watched his life,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he's always been this jolly guy anyway, you know. And it laughable and talkable, and you always, you know, enjoy being in, you know, in his midst.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he going to tell you about him some Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might talk, we might play dominoes, but he going to tell you about him some Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? You understand?
Right.
You know, we might be at the barbecue. We, you know, why? Because around the domino table at the barbershop, we have real men talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about it.
Yeah.
And which leads me to this question, Deacon. Outside of your prayer line on Tuesdays and Thursdays, do you see yourself as your ministry moving forward? Do you see yourself with you doing other things with men? And where is your ministry going? Where is it going now? What is God saying to you? Where are you taking your ministry to the next level?
You know, as you speak on that, Brother LJ, at this point in time, I would love to see where we can get more, where I could get men together. Maybe we could go take a fishing trip, or maybe we could go and do a barbecue, or sit around the domino table for real besides besides our number that we chat on Sunday nights. Yes,
right.
I will look for. I'm looking
well, we can talk
to
crazy
to God
real.
And see if we can put this in effect to where I can get more men to get together, be
yes.
wanting to more, do more fellowshipping together, do more want to speak about things that's going on in their life together. I
right,
know sometimes
right.
it's hard to do when you on a when you're on a prayer line ministry that's with co-ed. I know that can
right.
be hard, kind of hard to do. So I was my goal is to try to get something a little differently to where I just have just men together, and I'm talking
yes.
with God on that and speaking with Him, speaking with other men to where I can get together with them, and maybe with the one or two or three of us gathered together, and He and I miss, I can come up with something.
Because you know what I recognize, Deacon. You know, men don't open up around women. And so, you know, you have a co-ed prayer line, and one of the things you will find out, men are holding prayer requests because they, you know, we are particular about what we talk about. And
sure.
some of the stuff that we would share, women couldn't handle it anyway. I tell men this all the time. You don't want us to be real, you know, because I keep it 100 in front of her. And you know, I don't have you, me and laughing. This bar is none with me because I don't do all that, you know, pretending.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I call it like it is. And if we really going to pray for what we really need, the women don't
yeah.
want to hear it anyway. You understand?
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Y'all don't want to hear the stuff we talk about.
I mean, women talk about things as well. I'm talking
when we men are praying about certain things,
because
we'll start praying about some stuff then. We might say some stuff that you better go. And if you ain't mature enough,
right,
you wouldn't know how to handle the conversation.
Okay.
And so this is why I think I took Deacon Smith to the Potter's house. Didn't I take you to the Potter's house? We had a big men's deal a year ago for the pandemic, Deacon.
Yeah.
Listen.
Well, it was nothing but men in there. Yeah.
Boy, it was over about 4,000 men up in there.
Mm.
This ain't just no made up talk. It was about 4,000 men up in there.
Right.
When you got men worshiping and really talking about their issues, and then I got a pastor, he'll say anything. Bishop Jakes will say so. Bishop Jakes, you know, for 25 years, man, he used to say he don't take his medicine.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with him. I literally think there's something wrong with him. Because he'll say some of the most crazy stuff. While he preaching, he'll say some stuff. He'll
right.
go off on you while he preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn around and keep preaching.
Right.
Because he's always been like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he keep it real with men. And one of the things since I've been up under his ministry is to understand when you get men together, this is how men is transparent. When we get together, we talk about stuff that if you ain't mature as a woman, you'll clam up.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we may pronounce some words that ain't too Christian. We may say some things that, you know, and then if you're looking at us a certain way.
Say too Christian.
we may say something about we horny at night, you know, and we ain't performing in the bedroom. You understand what I'm saying? And if women don't understand that kind of language.
I was about to lead up to some of them examples to that brother E-Man, but
hit
it right on the nail. You hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, because you know, we get a certain age today. We got a certain age, 61, and a lot of brothers need some, you know, some pills. You know, that little blue pill they trying to sell on TV. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what we men talk about.
Mm.
And then, you know, you got brothers say, you know, they woman done turned them, you know, cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
And now they, you know, they praying a whole totally different way.
Right.
Because now they in a situation they got to deal with their flesh because they women ain't giving them none. See, y'all don't want E-Man to keep it real.
Come on,
bro. Keep it real over
E-Man.
E-Man after you, you're
right.
Throwing
out quite a bit right now.
and so, what am I saying? When we come together in prayer, when we come together, like if Deacon Smith is going to do a fishing trip, if we're going to sit around the domino table, I think it was one of our familiar callers, Dwayne, I think it was a few weeks ago, he said, okay, we're around the domino table. What do men talk about? We talk about women. You remember him saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why? Because this is what we men do.
Right.
And you got to be a real, real, how would I say it, mature woman to handle real men conversations.
Right.
Because, you know, we praying that men don't take the trash out and keep driving down the driveway because they done got sick and tired of you.
Mm.
And you don't even see the signs.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? We praying for you know, a whole lot of stuff that we can't let y'all women hear.
Mm-hmm.
But on the prayer line, you know, quiet as it kept, we have to guard it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why I'm asking Deacon Smith outside of the prayer line, is there any way, because I think we, a couple of years ago when COVID was around, we did a couple of Zoom calls with Deacon Smith and his prayer line. And it was so powerful that the men came on and they began to share where they were in real deliverance, real healing.
Yeah.
Real deliverance come from when you are being real. Shakespeare says it like this: let every man be true to him own self.
Mm-hmm.
One of the dangerous things is you to play with your own head and fake your own self out.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we this false reality world that we live in, and even in Christendom, in this false reality that we live in, we miss God a whole lot of times, as Bishop Jakes was explaining today, because we really want to negate the practical and take it over into the spiritual, and they go both hand in hand.
Absolutely go mm-hmm. hand in hand. You do the work in the natural. You do the work in the natural.
What work are you talking about, man?
I'm just saying when you put spiritual and natural together, a lot of times you, for example, something very simple, you name and claim, and you're speaking by faith, you know, the job, but you have to get out and get the job, you know, even in your healing, you know, there's measures that we take in the natural because we're telling God, you know, this is not something that, first of all, your word is telling me A, B, C, and D. So now I'm going to position myself.
Well, Deacon, we got about two or three more minutes before we end the show. We're not going to take it to 11 o'clock tonight. But, you know, I know you are outside of your prayer line. You know, I do know you help out with the homeless. I know you and your wife ministry, you guys go out and, you know, you serve the homeless just as well. You know, you are always doing outreach. And, man, I just want to commend you for your faithfulness. I want to commend you for standing on the wall and not taking down. There's a question came in to me. No, I don't think you do this. At least I'm not really sure. Let me ask you this question that came in. How do you join and become a member of your prayer line? And there is... Are there monthly dues? No, I don't think there's monthly dues or fees. Is it Deacon Smith?
No. I actually don't do that for as monthly fees or anything. I just to join, I would just like to have a conversation with you and kind of gather to know you, check out a little bit of your prayer life, you know, because it's just hard to just grab anybody and put them on there, you know, and everybody's not just equipped for. I'm not saying everybody can't pray, but everybody's not equipped to maybe pray for others, you know.
Right,
and
right.
That's what you will be doing. You'll be praying for others. And so to join the prayer line, it's nothing to it, you know, besides you and I maybe meeting together, having a conversation, sitting around a domino table, you know, chopping it up and you know, and getting to know one another. And then let me make the determination if it seems like you available for prayer. You know, I'd like to hear some of your prayer life, you know. Pray for me, you know, that's, you know, things of that nature. Yes.
Right.
Right.
Another question came in, Deacon Smith. Because the word men of valor, there's several other men of valor. Are you on any type of social media where we know it's your prayer line?
Actually, I'm not. I'm kind of connected more to my wife's Deuteronomy 28 Women prayer line because she has a social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can click on the Men of Valor from there through Deuteronomy 28 Women. But for just to go out there, no, I don't have one set up with just Men of Valor on it. You know, I have not I have not done that platform of it. Still trying to get it to grow a little bigger than what it is. And if it does, I would probably look into doing that for as a social media thing. But right now, I'm connected with the Deuteronomy 28 Women, and you can reach Men of Valor on that end of it.
It's
a segment on there where you can tap on the Men of Valor, and you can see what I do, how I was formed, and you know, things of that nature.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen on the network, you should have a pen by now. We done talk long enough for you to have your iPad out and your pen out. Take this number down. The number to Men of Valor, the prayer line is called Men of Valor. And that prayer line number is 434-300-4132. Access code 437-431-pound. Deacon, get that number out again, sir.
Also for you guys, if sometimes you have trouble with one number, we do have two of them. They're connected to the same line. You can use 434-300-4131 mm-hmm. or 4132. Either one of those will get you connected to that prayer line. And the access code, like brother, the E-Man said, 437-431, and you will get right in. If you listen to what it tells you, just follow the instructions, and it gets you mm-hmm. right into the prayer line. And once you chime in, I'll probably ask you, good morning, how are you doing this morning? Who chimed in with us? And if you feel free to give your name and would like to get a prayer request, we do that. We also take anonymous. If you just like to listen in and be just listening to the prayers, we love that too also. So you are welcome. Either way it goes, you are more than welcome.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines, let me get his number real slow because, you know, it's late at night. Somebody probably going to put the two in front of the three, you know. Let me get that number out
again.
Thank
you, man.
Yeah, because it's late at night. And so that number, once again, ladies and gentlemen, because why are we doing this? Because we're living in a time where we need prayer. You know, with all the calamity that's going on, with all the shooters and the killing, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. And so listening to Deacon Smith, you have to pick up on what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
He basically telling you they pray 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
His wife and them just have to pray the other days, which is Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays, and Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's 5 days a week. And I think it's extended to the weekend. Am I right, Deacon Smith?
Well, yes, it is. I just didn't want to go to there for that due to the fact that we have a couple of others, which are family members, who run the weekend prayer line. But it's
mm-hmm.
powerful, too. It's powerful, too.
Yeah.
And on the weekend, if you have the need or you feel that you are prayer intercessor, that's more like a prayer line. And that's what that is. It's open to anyone that you would like to come in and say, I want to pray. You know, and he leaves the floor open and say, next intercessor or next prayer warrior, you are welcome to pray. And and it's kind of open up like that.
Well,
that's the weekend. And it's at 6 o'clock. We get the same number. Yes.
Right. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines, you don't have an excuse. You know, if you just want to be a part of a prayer line, because there's a lot of other prayer lines out there. I think I'm on two more other prayer lines, you know, and there's a lot of prayer lines that's out there. You know, I've been in me and a destiny with the Potter's House for 20. I've been on the ministry for so long. And then my brother, which is a pastor, he has a prayer line, Men of Integrity, you know. And so it's powerful when men come together and pray. You know what I'm saying? And I know this is a powerful prayer line, Men of Valor. And Deuteronomy 28 Women, which is Minister Ubed Smith, she is the founder of it is a powerful prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, with this same number, you can get prayer every day of the week.
Right.
Starting at 5:30, Monday through Friday, Central Standard Time. And so we're sharing with you because a lot of you can't sleep at night. A lot of you are having all kinds of mental issues. A lot of you are having all kinds of calamities. And a lot of people just need prayer.
Right.
And so we know two prayer lines, which is Deuteronomy 28 Women and Men of Valor.
Mm-hmm.
This is a couple that they join their prayer lines together, and they are making it do what it do in 2022. They are laying before the Lord, and God is using them in such a mighty way. And I don't think they'll have a problem if you bombard their prayer line. So starting in the morning, those of you who want to get on Deuteronomy 28 in the morning at 5:30, man or woman, you can call this number at 434-300-4132 or 4131.
Yes, that's it.
Yes. Any one of those numbers will get you in. The access code is 437-431-POUND. Get up on and get on the prayer line in the morning and see those God meet you there. He'll meet you in the spot.
Yes, he
you know, you'll hit the spot and you'll meet the Lord on tomorrow.
Right.
And so we got to go tonight, man. We want to thank you, Deacon Smith. And just before, didn't nobody hit option one, but ain't nobody hung up neither.
Mm-hmm.
Let me scroll down here.
Brother Ezra, before we do leave, Brother Ezra, I would like to give a little special recognition to those who got, for the men who have been faithful to my prayer line. They may be listening in right now. So
hold on one minute. Hold on one minute, Deacon. Hold on 1 minute, Deacon Smith. I'm scrolling down this long list. I'm finna find your wife's number, and I'm gonna bring her in. I'm gonna put her on the spot real quick. Yes, uh-oh. I think this is her number. Mr. Ubet Smith, good evening. How are you? She must ain't listening.
Is that my number?
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
Minister Ubiff. How are you?
Good evening, Brother Eldridge. How are you tonight?
I am doing absolutely fantabulous. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored and unapologetic about it. You doing all right tonight?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Hello,
well,
Amanda.
You know,
how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing
listen.
Wonderful.
I would be remiss not to bring you in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm so peacock proud and hyena happy of, you know, you know, you being the wife of one of my great friends, you know, and I do know since, you know, you've been a part of his life, I have seen tremendous change. And well, me and Mandy just so proud of what you guys are doing in the spirit realm but with y'all prayer line.
Absolutely.
And so we just wanted to say hello, you know.
Yes.
You know how we do. Man.
Oh, well, praise God. Thank you guys for bringing me in to say hello. Baby, you did a phenomenal job speaking on the ministry prayer line. And thank you all for having him as well. And you're about to marry one of my friends as well,
that's
Brother
right.
Eldridge.
I don't know. Y'all pray the allergies out of here. I don't know.
Won't you pray on that?
Listen. Minister,
come on, usher me into the presence.
Minister, you bet. Make sure you put Mandy the Mentor on your prayer line in the morning.
That's right. Put Amanda Hill down, / Mandy the Mentor, a.k.a. whatever, Future Massington. I don't care what you do. Just put me down.
Lord, I thought my allergy was bad.
Yeah,
man. He man down as well because, you know, really he missed his calling. He was supposed to be a comedian. He really missed his calling.
Who, me?
Please don't tell him that. Please do not. Please, sis, do not tell him that.
Hey, I think so, too, honey.
He was supposed to be a comedian. I do, too.
Listen, I stand with you with that. Yeah.
We have to make it easier for me, not a comedian.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, this is Minister Ubet Smith. Minister Ubet, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I do know you getting ready to have a prayer breakfast coming up. Is it okay if we talk a little bit about that that's going to happen next month?
Absolutely. We are having our annual prayer breakfast on July 30th at 10 a.m., and it's going to be an awesome time. We have been closed up, hidden behind closed doors due to COVID-19, so we've not had a chance to really get out and honor the Lord the way that he needs to be honored. We are doing it every day, daily, 7 days a week on the prayer line, and we are seeing miracle signs and wonders happen on those prayer lines. So as my husband, I think he was being a little modest tonight and holding back a little bit. He didn't tell you all how we get together as a couple and we fast and pray to seek God's face, so we know that God will lead us in the right direction. And especially when people are coming before us asking for prayer, we want to make sure that we are covered under the blood of Jesus and make sure that we are in right standing with God before we go before the throne of grace on anyone's behalf. So it takes a lot. It does take a lot. And like Amanda said, it takes spiritual muscles, you know, to carry that title. And I do understand that. But with the prayer line ministry, and I know you didn't ask me about that. You asked me about the prayer breakfast. So, yes, I'm excited about the prayer breakfast next month. And I'm praying that you all will come out and everybody else will come out and join in with us as we celebrate Jesus because we love him so much. I mean, we don't even want to get off on I could really go on a tangent on that, talking about my daddy and how good he is and how he's blessed us, how he's kept us, how he's kept us through COVID-19 and all these other little diseases that have been breaking out.
Come on now.
But God has always been faithful, and we have been living under Psalms 91 ever since the pandemic hit the land. And when I tell you, God has been keeping us, hallelujah, he's been keeping us. So we are some grateful people, and we just cannot wait to get together as a ministry team and others that will come in and join with us. We have a phenomenal speaker. Co-pastor Yolanda Butler will be the speaker for the hour. And if you've never heard this lady, you can look her up on YouTube. She is awesome. She is amazing. And so we're going to tear the house down. We're going to come in full and leave out empty. We're going to leave everything on the floor. Amen. So we pray that you guys would come out and celebrate with us and you know, praise God with us. So thank you for allowing me to come.
Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, I think we'll be interviewing them next month, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Minister Ubeth on both shows.
Mm-hmm.
I believe on the 17th of next month, we have on the Mandy the Mentor show.
Right.
And on the 24th, we have on the E-Man After show. So she'll be able to talk about all of this.
Yes, she will.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Those are shows that you do not want to miss. If you want to experience the fire.
Yeah,
you want to tune into the shows.
Yes, and she's gonna bring it, and so we support you. We want you to know we proud of you guys and what you're doing, because I believe it's on the 30th of next month, and we got to check our calendar because our calendar is so packed.
We are actually fighting with assistants about certain dates of what needs to be removed.
Exactly.
So we're definitely watching the calendar and making adjustments as we can.
Yes. And so we'll be talking to Minister Ubeth next month. And so you guys keep it locked over here on the Mandy the Mentor. Just wanted to bring you in and let you share a little bit, wake you up at 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. You know, they're asking me to do 2 hours. I'm trying to keep Mandy up, but we got to go. Well, thank you, Minister Ubeth. We're going to let
thank you so much.
Deacon Smith have the last word. And yes, ma'am. Deacon, you have any shout outs or you want to share with anyone that you may have listening, sir, you can take, you know, you can have this time now and give out your shout outs and thanks to all of those that you share with listening to the show on tonight.
Thank you, E-Man. Thank you so much. First and foremost, I would like to give my shout out to you, E-Man. E-Man is one of the most powerful prayer warriors on my powerful prayer team.
I thought you knew, bro.
And I commend him for it. I thank him so much for being faithful. I thank him for being get up at 5:30 in the morning and get up there on that prayer line with me. He's been right there by my side. And I don't know who else is listening in. I don't want to start calling out names, but I just want to give a recognition to those who continue to stay faithful to the Men of Valor prayer line ministry.
Amen.
I've had some that the season has dropped off on them, and they went on to do other things, which I understand.
Right.
And when we all understand, everybody that's in ministry, you know it's a season for this and a season
that's
for that.
Right.
And so
we
understand that. So, but I do want to thank all those who are continuing to stay faithful, those who may be on here listening to me at this time. I'm just giving a shout-out to you. Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward.
Amen.
Well, I do want to do this, ladies and gentlemen, because I can, and I ain't being arrogant. It's just that I know Deacon Smith got a birthday coming up. Yes, and it's your birthday in about, what, 3 more days?
It's Wednesday. Yes, it is, the 15th. Yes, it is.
The 15th. What do you be, 61, huh? Oh, wow.
61, really is. 61, man.
Don't you got a cash out, bro? You ain't got no cash out?
Yeah, I do. Yes,
man, put your cash. Listen, all of you men that's on the network, all you men that's around the, you know, sow a seed into this great man. You know, he got a birthday coming up. You know, get your cash out, man. I'll send you some lunch. You know what I'm saying? And those of you want to send him some money, you know, go right here. The owner of this network don't care about me doing that. You know, she's all about. And one thing about Miss Kia Davis that we love, man, and working for her. She's all about the community. She's all about helping people, and she don't have no problem with me doing this.
That's true.
You know, and so, you know, so into this brother. He got a birthday coming up on,
you know,
buy him some lunch.
So, Deacon, you better give that cash out before people go to sleep now.
The men don't want to join it.
Yes, that cash out for me would be just, as, like I said, it's just to sow a seed or something, you know. And sowing seeds can go a very, very long way. It can take a long way.
That's
right. God will show you some favoritism just by from that. So, once again, I'm not asking for anything, but it was a nice gesture on Brother E-Man. I thank you so much. My cash out is the $ and my name is Anthony, which is capital A, and everything else is small, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Then capital K for Carl, K-A-R-L, then capital S for Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Yes.
Want
to money
that, Brother Elder? I might go a little fast.
Yeah, that's money sign.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony K. Smith.
That's right.
You know, Carl.
Anthony Carl.
What's up, Brother Carl?
Anthony Carl. You got to
Bless this brother on Wednesday. You know, he's been a faithful brother. And listen, we do want you to go on the prayer line in the morning. Deuteronomy 28
yes,
women,
do.
We want you to go, me and a valid on Tuesday. Listen, if you ain't get this number and you haven't wrote it down, yeah, man, I'm trying to stretch it out. Wake up. You know, 434-300-4132 or 4131, right?
That's it.
SS code 437-431-pound. Listen, you want some prayer in the morning, you get up and get you some prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And if he won't, God meet you at the spot.
Amen.
Yeah, he'll meet you at the spot. Listen, if you short, mm-hmm. you got to be short for God to meet you at the spot.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? You can't
short.
Be high and
we
mighty.
We all got those
that's
shortcomings,
right.
brother.
Yes. And,
yes, we do.
So, Deacon, man, we want to appreciate you. We want to thank you for all that you're doing in the community, all that you're doing for men and women all around the world. And we want to thank you for you and your wife outreach ministry, because we do know y'all serve a lot. Y'all do a lot of outreach. We want to thank y'all for all that y'all do.
Yes.
And man, we got to go. And so until we meet again on next Sunday night, well, remember, those of you men out there, this month is all about Men Health Appreciation Month. And so we want you men to go to the doctor this month. We want you to go get yourself checked out. We want you to make
yeah.
sure that you're not walking around here, you know. I mean, my allergies started kicking the other day. I called my doctor and meet a man to be like, God, Lee, you can't even sneeze unless you call your doctor. yes, because when you get our age, and Deacon Smith, me and man is going to start working out. We got a membership now.
Right, right.
You know. And,
okay.
Often,
all right, then.
Yes, and I just think that Minister Beth Smith got on the line and started some drama, because now I'm going to have to be in the gym listening to jokes. In the gym listening to jokes.
But for sure that. Well, yeah, man, we working out. We doing this thing where on Friday nights now we're going to start working out. And I used to take men to walking, and
mm-hmm.
I think I walked her to death, but. But
no, it was good. I enjoy the walk.
Yeah, well, we finna work. Listen, I'm finna tear her mouth out. We finna do some cardio. We finna do a whole lot of stuff in the gym.
I snap back. I'm good.
You'll snap back?
I snap back.
Yes. Well, yeah, and so we want to encourage all the men, and we want to encourage the sisters. Get yourself checked out.
Right.
You know, make sure you're going to your doctor. You know, if you're sneezing too long, if you, you
yes.
know, have certain pains too long, Go get, you know, after you pray about it,
mm-hmm.
go do something about it.
That's right.
You know, and
yes.
See when God meets you there. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the network, this has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show. We so appreciative of all of you that hung out with us on tonight. Come back next Sunday night?
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, next Sunday night is
Father's Day. Yes.
And Juneteenth. We won't
yes.
be here next Sunday night, right?
We will, God. Yes.
Yeah, I meant to mention that to you, Brother E, man. It's Father's Day. So
yes.
we know it's a lot of fathers out there also. So let us be a support. Join the prayer line ministry for fathers. You know, fathers, come on in. Join in.
Yes. We would love for you guys to do
pray
that.
Pray for your family. Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we won't be here next Sunday night.
Right.
You know, we'll be doing a rewind show, right?
We will be doing a rewind show. And, guys, make sure you still tune in, because we will have a great rewind show on the network for you to listen to on Sunday night.
Yes. We're going to take off because it's Juneteenth.
It is Juneteenth.
It's actually Juneteenth and Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the barbecue gear is going to be going, huh?
Right. It's
are
so
we,
hot.
Are we in town next weekend? I think we ain't in town, right? I don't know what we got going on. I got the
Victoria. Can
yeah.
you confirm?
I think we will be out of town, right?
I think so. I think there's an engagement.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. Well, you guys check out We Ryan.
There is an engagement. She said, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll be back the Sunday night after that.
Right.
And so you guys join us live in a couple of weeks. But we want to thank all you guys that, you know, make this show be what it be.
Yes, thank you to all of the listeners, all of you guys that write in to E-Man, thank you guys for writing in with your comments, with your show ideas, and things of that nature.
Yeah, I was told that. Well, I was told. They say I'm the number one show of the network right now, man.
You are.
Yeah, well, I want to appreciate
man.
All right now. I want to appreciate all of you guys that make the E-Man the number one show right here on WeTalk Radio Network.
Yes, and shout out once again to the We Talk family.
Shout out to all the personalities. The
community that makes this work over here.
Yeah, we have some great personalities over here.
That's right.
This shout out to Miss Emily Blue, Miss Deanne Lack, Miss Destiny Brown, Miss Kia Davis, Mr. T. Smiley. Oh, man, to Pastor Jeremy Glenn, all of you great personalities over here that makes up all these shows over here, you guys are doing a great job.
That's right.
And we want to thank the founder, Miss C. We can't thank her enough.
No.
She off the chain.
She really is.
Yeah, yeah. Kia D,
she's
boy.
She's an inspiration vitamin when she walks into the room. Boy, just her presence alone.
Yeah, Lordy.
Yeah. So if you need to, you need a pickup, you need some coffee, just call Miss Kia Davis.
Listen, you, by the time you get through talking to Kia Davis, you think you
can
clam up.
Look, I can do it, okay?
Yes, Lord. Well, we want to thank you, Miss Davis, for allowing us to sit here every Sunday night.
That's right.
We want to thank all you. We're taking the time because we want to thank all of you guys that chime in on the Sunday night because I didn't, you know, as we picked this particular time, I didn't have an idea that this market would be this, you know, people would be up. But I found out that it's a lot of people up surfing the network at this time of the night.
Yes. And you know what, Eman, you also have a lot of people, they lay upon their beds and listen. And, you know, they listen until they doze off as well.
Right, right.
You know, so I think it's awesome. This is an awesome show. You have, this has to be a very informative show for so many people to remain on the line. Sometimes we're 2 hours in and no one has hung up.
That's,
I mean,
right.
No one. So that says a lot.
Wow. Well, one of the things, I read a letter, Deacon Smith, I read this letter that someone sent in to me. I think at that time we was talking about DEI, and they was like, I think we was talking about DEI in the church, and they, and the letter expressed how transparent that we were. And if we had more people that was like that, we can get some things changed in Christendom.
Right.
Because a lot of times, as Bishop Jakes was preaching today, we camouflage a lot of stuff.
We do camouflage a lot of stuff.
You know, correct me, man.
I got your back.
It's time to go. But this is what it is definitely our endeavor. It's time for me to go, too, because I'm getting to sleep. I got it. You know, my hours done changed at work, Mandy.
Now, I done blew across the table a couple of times.
Yeah. My hours have changed. I'm working 10 hours a day now, I enjoyed being off for 3 days, you know, but they got me going in early.
Right.
And so, guys, come back next Sunday, two Sundays night from now. Check out Rewind Show. Deacon Smith, thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for being a part tonight.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you for having me. It's been a joyful time.
Very powerful story, powerful testimony. Thank you so much for taking us down from your past to your present.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Well, man, you get you some rest. Y'all be blessed, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Well, that's Deacon Anthony Smith. We want to thank him for taking the time out tonight to join the E-Man After Show. Just to let you men know, if you're looking for some prayer or you need prayer, that he does a prayer line, and we encourage you guys to go on.
Yeah.
Well, man, I try to stretch it to 11 o'clock. We got 5 minutes, but we're going to close it out right now. We want to thank you for hanging out with me. You know,
you're welcome. No other place I'd rather be.
Well, you ain't got no other place to go nowhere, right?
You don't know that. IHOP is open.
IHOP. Child, please. You better go in there and cook you some pancakes in the room, in the kitchen.
I'll get some on my way home.
All right. Well, good night, everybody. Join us again. Until next time, be blessed.
Yes.
Let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You're listening to The Sound.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly, by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. In the water, got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And the
how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes,
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Yes, I'm blessed.
You know I'm blessed.
Hot, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by,
yeah.
I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.